Kuiper Belt Productions presents Kingdom by Phil McMurtry. Episode 6. Samson, the Egyptian centurion, having mistaken Robert and Kimberly for Cleopatra and Mark Antony, has appropriated the best chariot he can find, press-ganged a squad of legionnaires, and together they are escorting their queen and king through the streets of Cairo towards the royal palace.
Smile, Kim. They love us. Look at these flowers. Do you know their names? We're royalties for these people.
No, sorry. Not sure what they're called. I'm not sure about all of them loving us, Rob. Look at those folks over there. They're showing their fists. They don't like us much, I guess. Anyhow, not so loud. We should start to call one another by our alias names. Mark Antony and Cleopatra, so as not to raise any suspicions. Do you agree?
They are completely fooled by this technology. Well, to them it would be magic. It's such a believable optical illusion.
It is. Dan is a true genius, and he has made all of this an incredible success so far. But perhaps we throw too much belief in him. He's bound to make a mistake sooner or later. I mean, he's only human after all.
Making mistakes are alien to Dan. Never. Not for a moment.
Oh, I want to believe you. I hope you're right. But what if the time machine were to break down? What happened to us then?
Well, I guess three things could happen, but it's all theoretical. I remember discussing this with Dan a few years ago. We could just remain in this period as Mark Antony and Cleopatra, which is one scenario. It's not too risky. Two, we could remain in this period, but transform back to our original DNA cells. That is, as Rob and Kim. That would be very risky. Our Egyptian friends, I'm assuming, would not tolerate this, and we most likely would be executed for being the evil spirits in their eyes. I mean, who would expect people to transform into another form of themselves? Surely we would be perceived as devils. Not a great option. And finally, we would just teleport back to the present day as the past would have happened, exactly in the same way anyhow. So no distortion would have occurred. However, these are all just theories. We could die too, I guess. A bit like the life power supply being severed.
So all are mostly rubbish scenarios then?
Yep.
Anyhow, this soldier has put us in a rather nice chariot, don't you think?
Yes. Apart from the suspension, of course, or should I say, lack of it.
Indeed. But we're not going any faster than, say, 10 kilometres an hour, so it's manageable.
Absolutely, it is.
Meanwhile, back in the future, Dr. Daniel Scott and the computer are discussing the current scene of events.
Computer, give me the status of Rob and Kim's activities.
Both smiling together. The plebeians love them. They're in a chariot on their way to Mark Antony and Cleopatra's palace. Risk probability, less than 1%. All is good, Dan.
Great. Fire up the 3D holographic projection, please.
Now, going live.
You're right. They do look happy. I'll hold back for another 48 hours. Unless, of course, they get themselves into a little bit of a pickle.
Robert and Kimberly are still in the chariot, about to enter the palace gates.
Look, Kim, all those soldiers in front of the palace. We're nearly here.
Look at their swords, Rob. They are very well polished. You wouldn't want to pick a fight with this lot.
Nope. Samson, please drop us off at the palace gardens. We want to walk the last 300 metres.
300 what, my king? Meters, did you say?
Nothing, Samson. Don't worry about it. It's just a saying that I want to be next to the one whom I love.
As you wish, my king. Here we are. We've arrived. I'll just hop off the chariot and kneel down so you can exit the chariot safely. Hang on.
Thank you, Samson. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
It's an honour to serve my king and queen.
Okay, this is where we are at. Mark Antony and Cleopatra will look at us as their doppelgangers. This is going to be a massive shock to both, and we need to minimise this distress as much as possible. I kind of understand why Dan did this. If we'd tried to enter the palace as strangers, then we surely would have failed and been rejected at the palace entrance. They will be shocked.
Perhaps we should find the two of them and just try to convince them, with the help of the IMT monitor, of course.
No, I'm not so sure. I think a small bite of the cherry. I suggest that I meet Cleopatra first. She is the non-warrior kind, and is also more likely to be the less aggressive one.
Good point. Okay, let's do this. Let's go. Hang on, let me contact Dan first.
Dan?
Well, this is a little more sudden than what I'd originally anticipated. How are both of you doing? I mean, I'm a fly on the wall anyhow, but I'm talking psychologically.
We're both good, Dan. I guess you transformed our DNA to emulate Mark Antony's and Cleopatra's to get us into the palace, right?
Right. I thought I would leave you some element of surprise. View it as a challenge. Don't forget, you will never come to any harm's way there, as you could be automatically teleported back to 3021 in a nanosecond.
Well, although we're in the palace at the moment, it's sort of creating more problems and solving things for us now. What happens when the servants and family see two sets of Mark Antony and Cleopatra? This would spell mayhem for them, surely.
I've already thought of that, Kim. If anyone else sees you with the real Mark Antony and Cleopatra, they will see you as servants, and they won't challenge you, as you look familiar to them. That's how the algorithm works. Within a nanosecond. Clever, eh?
Very. But we still have a lot of convincing to do when Cleopatra and Antony eventually meet us.
You'll do it, Kim. You'll do it.
Okay, but we can take control of the entire time machine, right?
Absolutely. You have the power to override the time machine at any point in time.
Good. Okay. Rob's going to confront Cleopatra. Where is she in the palace?
For some strange reason, she's showing up only as an entity in the palace, rather than showing up in a specific place. No idea why. The same with Mark Antony. I'll have to review this code.
Okay, I guess we'll just have to find her then the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Speak soon.
Until then, Kim.
Their physical resemblance to Cleopatra and Mark Antony is allowing Robert and Kim further and further into the royal palace without challenge. But they cannot ask for directions, as everyone they meet believes they are Cleopatra and Mark Antony. And so, still unchallenged, they proceed deeper and deeper into a maze of halls and corridors.
At this rate, the war will be over and done with us being defeated again. Where is she?
If only we knew. Perhaps she's down this way. Look, it looks like it's the bathing area down this corridor. Let's go there now. You never know. Worth a try.
Look! Is that her there, approximately 50 metres away? Oh my! Is she? Oh yes, she is. She's naked. Oh no, what should we do?
We've got to break the ice sometime. I guess we both just need to get on with it, yes? It's going to be a shock, but the sooner we do it, the sooner it will be done. Come on!
Wait! No! She thinks I'm Mark Antony, right?
Right.
Well, unless she is on bad terms with Mark Antony, this should be a piece of cake for me to just talk with her and tell her the entire story.
Hang on. You want to enter a room with a beautiful naked woman? A queen who fancies you head to toe? Am I missing something here? What part of this do you think is reasonable?
Darling, you are the only one for me, you know that. Yes, she is naked and, yes, won't be an ugly sight for me if I'm honest. But this is just business. You must trust me, okay?
What if you fall in love with her, though? Oh, she is so beautiful.
You are more beautiful in my eyes. I never let my sweetness down.
Oh, you always say such lovely things to me, don't you? All right, you cheeky little fox. But only because it's business. If anything goes awry, let me know immediately, won't you?
I promise. Scout's honour.
Trying to appear normal, Robert takes a deep breath and walks towards Cleopatra. As he approaches, he becomes aware that this bathroom is part of the Queen's private quarters, and she is therefore assisted by two scantily clad maids.
Well, you took an incredible amount of time, Anthony. Where were you?
You always make me laugh, Cleopatra.
Well, don't beat around the bush. Well?
I was somewhat,
Anthony, stop this. Please, just tell me.
In Alexandria. Yes, I was, delayed.
Delayed? Where? With whom? Answer me right now.
Just some annoying plebeians. They, stole some fruit. Yes, were very irksome and annoying. Yes, look.
Stole some fruit? It's hardly the crime of the century, Anthony. Are you hiding something from me?
Hiding? No. Why do you think that? Anyhow, I would like to meet you in the lounge when you are ready, alone. Send the maids away. I have something to discuss with you which is of great importance.
Anthony, you promised me the trade. Are you now going against your word to me?
Yes. Sorry, but it's been a long day. I've kind of forgotten what you mean.
Forgotten? Have you gone completely insane? You are truly acting very strange. We've been discussing this for weeks. Anthony, have the gods removed your spirit from your body and replaced it with a sponge?
Do you mean the trade of goods in and out of Alexandria?
This behaviour, Anthony, is not very funny. I don't know what you are thinking or where my lover has gone, but you are just not making any sense. The trade of us making love so that we can have our next son together. For the love of Osiris, how could you forget that?
I've just been busy. Sometimes I forget things. Look, sorry, you don't understand. We can't make love. Not us. It'll all become clear once we talk.
Okay, stop. What's going on?
Cleopatra, you're not going to believe a word of what I'm about to tell you, but this is the full truth. But before that, you must get dressed. If you don't get dressed, then this is only going to make matters more confusing, as you are making it very difficult for me to think clearly. This may be a shock for you, so please prepare yourself. I will meet you over by that outside table in the shade with the grapes, over there in a few moments.
Anthony, you're scaring me. What's going on? Are my sons okay? Have you been injured in any way?
Just get dressed and meet me over there.
Well, I'm listening.
I'm not Mark Antony. I know I look...
What? Who? Sorry, you're not Mark Antony.
No, I'm not Mark Antony. My name is Robert Pine and I'm from the future.
What? Right, this is preposterous. Antony, or whoever you think that you have suddenly become, I'm going to call the physicians in a minute if you don't start to explain yourself very quickly. This is a stupid joke. Or please just make love to me right now and stop playing these silly games.
This is no joke. I do not and would not joke about something like this. I am from the year 3021. That is 3,051 years ahead of your time. This time. I mean, now. And I'm not going to make love to you. My wife and I...
Your wife? What do you mean your wife? I'm your wife. Or do you mean Octavian's bitch sister? Isn't she in Rome? She better be.
No, look! You must trust me. We are not here to harm you. We are here to support you. We already know your future and it doesn't look good.
What future? And what do you mean, we?
You must let me and my wife, Kimberly, support you for the next 5 years. Yes, that's right, the next 5 years. Or else you and the love of your life, Mark Antony, will be dead in a few days' time. Cleopatra, we know that you and Mark Antony will die when Augustus wins the war against both of you.
I have heard some far-fetched stories in my time, but this sounds like something that children made up. I'm now going to call the guards. Guards?
Kim!
Guards!
Come quickly, I need you now!
Here I am, Rob. Oh, by Isis, this is impossible. This woman looks exactly like me. She could be my twin. I must be dreaming or hallucinating. I don't understand. I am very confused. Have I been drinking? Have I banged my head on the bath? How is this even possible?
Cleopatra, listen to me. I am the wife of this man and we are from the future. Robert is my husband in the future. Our magic allows us to travel through time and because we are magicians, it can make us look like you and your husband. I don't expect you to take in all of this straight away, but please, please, you must at least try to believe that we are here to help you. Please believe us. We are on your side. You are an intelligent woman, and it's my belief that I was born exactly like you in the future.
I don't know. All of this seems so far-fetched. Magicians? It's very difficult for me to take you seriously. Are you gods?
No, no, we're not gods. See this? This is called an IMT monitor. It is a link between the present and the future. Look, this is Daniel. He is a scientist. I can talk to him on this device. Daniel, are you there?
Hey, Kim. And hey, Cleopatra. Yes, I'm here.
You are gods. Where are you, Dan?
I'm from the future, Cleopatra. This magic machine allows us to travel through time, and we can bring anybody from our time to your time.
This is sorcery. Are you gods or devils, or am I mad? No, you shall all be executed as sorcerers. Leave immediately and I'll spare all your lives. Leave now before I change my mind.
Look, Cleopatra, here. You take the IMT monitor, see the arrow on it, press it, and you will travel to the future.
Travel to the future? What does that even mean?
You will travel to tomorrow, or a few more tomorrows. But don't worry about that. Will you please press this little arrow? Go on, just press it.
I don't believe anything you tell me, sorcerer. Okay, there is only one way to find out. Nothing will happen anyhow.
Cleopatra presses the arrow and sees her story appear in front of her eyes. Augustus has won the war. She witnesses the end of the Roman Empire, the formation of the European countries, two world wars, technology, space travel, and finally, she is in the time machine pod with Dan.
What? Where am I? This is witchcraft. What devil are you? Oh, I'm going mad. What is this place?
I'm Daniel. You are absolutely not mad. All of this is true. Do you believe us now?
This is amazing. I think I must be dreaming. Yes, that's it. I'm dreaming. Okay, dream. Yes, I believe you. So where are my children? My palace? My servants? Oh, gods of Egypt.
I'll send you back to the past where Rob and Kim are in your palace. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, my dream companions. Magicians, please follow me. We must leave immediately for my quarters. Otherwise, the servants will be confused seeing two Antonys and two Cleopatras.
That's not really a problem. If anyone apart from you or Mark Antony sees us, to them, we look like ordinary servants. The technology, I mean the magic, does it? Please, don't worry.
Listen, not Mark Antony, magician. You always have an answer for everything. So let us try it out. Cornelius? Cornelius!
Yes, my queen, what is your command?
Who are these people? Here, this man and woman.
My queen, this is Paul, and this is Mary, your servants. Why do you ask, O Majesty?
No reason, I just forgot their names.
Yes, my queen, is that all, Majesty?
That is all for now, thank you.
My queen.
Cleopatra, you must tell the exact same story to Mark Antony when you two are alone. When you have convinced him, then you are to approach me and Robert. Is that all perfectly clear?
Yes, that is clear. So it appears that I must believe you. The real Antony will have to believe me. Do not worry about that.
And now, inevitably, the real Mark Antony has entered the palace and is making his way to Cleopatra's private quarters, unprepared for what awaits him. He greets Cleopatra, who is again bathing, naked.
Cleopatra, my love, I have had a great day, and I have fabulous news to tell you. It is something that will keep us the rulers of Egypt for our entire lives. By the way, You look as stunning as ever.
Mark Antony, you're back. You're the real Mark Antony.
I should hope so, indeed. As real as anything. There is only one Mark Antony. Everybody knows that.
Well, picture this. What if there was an identical twin that looked the same as you? How would you feel about that? Tell me your thoughts.
The same, eh? Well, I would ask him to fight, and he must demonstrate the same amount of fighting skills as I possess for me to be convinced. He must be as educated as I, and he must be as handsome as well.
And as modest.
Goes without saying.
What if he had none of those skills? Apart from being handsome, of course. Would you still be convinced? Imagine if there was someone, say from the future, who would have had your every feature but with a different personality. Would you still despise that person?
What a strange, lovely woman you are. Despise him? No. Why would I think that? I might pity him a little, and then I would go about asking what business he had here.
Come to me then, my handsome king. Now remove all of your clothing and armour and make love to me.
At the end of my life, I'll think of all the things I said to you. In solitude, the end of
Cleopatra now attempts to explain the story to Mark Antony.
You are so wonderful, Antony. You have no idea how you make me feel when we make love.
Yes?
I'm going to explain something to you that is going to shock you. But before I do, I want you to know that it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
What is it, Cleopatra? What is this shocking news?
I travelled today.
Where did you travel to, my darling?
No, you misunderstand. It's not only that I travelled to a place, but I travelled through time as well.
So you drank a full pitcher of that wine that Cornelius always brings into the bedroom? No, you seem quite sober. What do you mean, travelled through time? How, yes, see, you drank the wine, you fell asleep, and when you woke up it was later, and so...
No, I travelled to a different time, using a machine, a time machine. I really did. It really exists.
You've gone crazy. This is surely fiction, or a very fine wine.
Do you trust me?
Of course I trust you, Cleopatra, my love. But a time machine, really?
I know, I felt the same. But when these people showed me...
People? What people?
Robert and Kimberly. They are from the future, and they have come back in time. From their, our future to our time. Well, their past, to help us win the war.
Hey, what? Hang on. Now you're not making any sense, Cleopatra. We're going to win the war.
No, Antony, we are not going to win. We are going to do the exact opposite. We are going to lose the war, and Augustus is going to be victorious. As much as I hate this, it's the truth. I have been to the future, and I have seen.
What? I never lost a war in my entire life. Stop this nonsense, Cleopatra. It must be the wine.
Sorry, Antony, but you are wrong this time. So very, very wrong.
You speak of this time machine, yes? Where is it then, this fictitious machine? I simply don't believe it. Take me to it, and take me to these imposters, these liars. Where are they?
Robert, Kimberly, come here and meet Mark Antony.
These people, they're the same as us. By the gods, that man. He's a duplicate of myself, and that woman looks... Is you by Saturn? What have I been drinking? How can this possibly be?
See this thing? It's a link to the future. Look, hold my hand, tight. Press this.
Cleopatra takes Mark Antony by the hand and together they are teleported to the future. On their return, Mark Antony is shocked, stunned, amazed and a little confused, but now has an understanding of their possible futures.
Your magic contraption has shaken us to the core. What Cleopatra has just shown me has been, well, beyond imagining. But we both have to admit that this is inspiring stuff, so tell us what we should do about Augustus and his surprise attack.
Don't worry, we will take care of Augustus. We will distract him and throw his plans into disarray for the next 5 years. He won't attack you. In the meantime, we have to build a warehouse in the desert for the designer babies' super army. 1 million of them. This army, your army, will crush the Roman legions like bugs beneath their feet. And when the time comes, Augustus will be in for the biggest surprise.
Oh, this truly appears to be a gift from the gods. Thank you. Tell me, why are you doing this for us, Robert?
Yes. Why us?
Don't thank me. Thank my wife, Kim. This is all her idea.
Thank you, Kim. Well, look out, Augustus. You're going to get what you truly deserve at last.
That was episode 6 of Kingdom by Phil McMurtry. Robert Pine was played by Michael Tanzer, Kimberly Pine by Rebecca Barraclough, and Dr. Dan Scott by Thomas Horton. Mark Antony was played by Alistair Dunn, Cleopatra by Sarah Tallis, and Samson the Legionary by Bob Finch. The computer was Christopher Sheldrick, and other parts were taken by members of the cast. The narrator was Alec Newman. Studio production was by Phil McMurtry, and the programme was directed by Robert Finch. This has been a Kuiper Belt production.